I'll get involved in it, and I can bring about what needs to be brought about. I can solve the problem. And others sometimes get involved with it with us, but if we don't watch for God, and that's the secret that I've found in this body, is to find the peace of God. So hard, it's so easy to get ahead of God, and it's so hard to get behind Him, or so easy to get fall back behind. But to stay in the place where God is working in our lives, where there's a place of peace. When we get out of that realm of peace and the covering of the Lord that we can feel working with us. Aren't you glad we found that place? We may not have learned exactly how to work right in it completely, but we know something about it. We've seen it work. We've watched it in its workings in this ministry and in this body. And God is trying to help us. That's part of that 139th Psalm, to finally realize there's no sense in God setting roadblocks ahead of you and He's setting them up behind you. He'll beset you before and behind. And you might as well realize you can't escape Him. If you're His child and He loves you, you can't. Oh, you can try to give up. You can try to quit. You can try to even do like the children of Israel. Some of them, you know, they was ready just to camp on this side of Israel, or this side of Jordan. Sometimes we get weary in God's working, because it's such a big plan and it takes a long time. James had to remind the children of Israel of that, didn't he? He said, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the early and the latter rain. I explained to the church in Bible study here not long ago that the early church had an early and latter rain. They had a harvest period, that the whole harvest took place. There was the latter rain first, and then the early rain. That's how it was in Israel. Their latter rains fell in the fall upon the plowing and the seed planting, and it was through a long winter and a spring before the latter rains came and brought forth a harvest. And then the harvest took place spring, all through the summer, down through the fall, and brought a whole harvest period. Well, God's patient. And this working of God, Jesus told His disciples, said, you're going to reap where you sowed not. They were in a latter rain of the early church. This may be a little different way you've heard it before, but I'm practicing on you because I'm going to tell this to the brothers, and they're going to say, huh? Some of them may already say, well, I already knew that. You know, sometimes you think you've got a revelation in the brotherhood, you find out that it ain't a revelation at all. God's already showed them too. But anyway, the latter rains fall in the spring, and that was it for the barley harvest, which was right before the wheat harvest, which took place at Pentecost. And so that was their latter rain. And their early rains had failed before. The prophets had planted, and God had watered that. Jesus told them that. You're going to reap where you didn't sow. I prepared these people. I got them ready for this harvest. It's time for them for a harvest to take place. And James had to remind them. You know, no doubt some of them, you know, who was it that Paul said, was it Hymenaeus that was teaching the resurrection was already past. That he'd got tired and weary of waiting on what God was going to do to take place. And I'm glad God wasn't in that teaching, but thank God that he kept on working. They found out that there was a place that the Lord was working in to bring about the fullness of His purpose. So I'm thankful tonight for what God's working in us. And if any of you girls decide you want to get married, well, come see me. I'll find you a husband. You boys, I might could help you on y'all too. I'm not too good on finding girls, but we've got girls here that need help. See, because I see them looking around and I can tell they don't know what they're doing. All right, well, don't get mad at me for that. I'm just remember, Abraham, I've got a good mentor that I'm leaning on. I can tell you that, and I'm just joking. You go ask your daddy. Your daddy will find you a husband. He'll tell you who's not good and who is good. He'll tell you, honey, don't mess with that guy. You know. Praise God. All right. Well, I could talk here, but I'm going to tell you, it's flash flooding out there, and the roads are going to get bad if I don't let you go home. But I'm so glad to have Sister Elsie's. What's y'all's last name? I didn't get it. Butero? Butero? Okay, I know I've been told that before, but I didn't read it. I have to know more than once for me to get it. But we're so glad to have them. They're from the Dawson Springs, Kentucky Assembly. And we really appreciate having them here with us. And then we're having dinner Friday at 1 o'clock. Is that right? In the dining room, for those of you that want to come, and be sure if you haven't talked to, you ladies talk to one another, and be sure Sister Bryant's trying to help us. She can tell you who's bringing what, so you'll know maybe what you want to bring. And but I'm sure it'll be good. It'll be a good dinner. And I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate this time of year. I don't appreciate maybe everything about it, but I've just learned you can't kick everything out. I was telling Brother Weiniger a little while ago, I said, you can't kick everything that's pagan out. You know, the brethren up in Benton, Arizona, you know, they won't even say Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They won't say a day of the week. Because every day of the week is a pagan day. Did you know that? Every one of them represent a pagan god. And so, you know, you could get, and so they say, well, I've got a doctor appointment on day 3. Or I'm going to church on day 1. They will not say one of the days. Absolutely not. You can carry that. You can carry it to such an extreme. That, you know, that your people wonder, what kind of Christian are you? You know, well, even the Jews called it the pagan days that Rome had gave names to it. So, but they didn't let that affect their walk with God or their calling or their inheritance in God. And that's the thing, saints. Keep your inheritance in God. Don't get crazy during this time of year. Don't go out and get in debt. Don't not pay bills and go buy a bunch of stuff. You know, don't get caught up in that. You can let your light shine. Let the love of God work in your heart without getting too caught up into that. So, anyway, let's all stand and give Him a praise before we go home. And I want to announce again, watch night service. We're going to eat at 7 o'clock, have a little fellowship downstairs, and probably get back up here around 8:30 for watch night service, somewhere around 8 or 8:30. And help me call the churches around to let them know. I'll try to let the pastors know, but help me out on that. Invite someone. Bring someone with you. Let's have a service and there's a new year out here ahead of us. And don't we have appreciation and a thankfulness in our heart for this past year, what God's done? Thank God I'm healthy today. I'm not, no telling what could have happened to me if I wasn't under the covering of the Lord. But thank God for His covering, His blessing, His protective hand that's been on our lives. And then there's a year ahead that we're looking for greater things in God, greater things in store. I'm enjoying this coming together of the body of Christ at the brotherhood. Is just this last meeting we were together, just when we're between services, even just feels like we've been brothers always. The closeness that's being that's coming about in our lives, I just feel like God's going to do something great right out here ahead of us, because I know we're living in the time of this latter rain of the Gentile world. And God's going to bring about a harvest, and you and I are going to get to be a part of it. Maybe some of the first fruits. How would that be? Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Your great grace, O Lamb of God. Precious Savior, we give you praise and we love you. God, watch over. Watch over each one as they travel home tonight. God, your protective hand. We appreciate you and love you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right. Brother Durham's telling me that there's going to be blueberry pancakes Sunday morning before Bible study. So, huh?